When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. I'm actually going to turn this into a podcast episode, so I'm recording on my computer at the same time. So all of this will be stored onto the podcast, so people will be able to download the podcast on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, and you'll be able to listen to this current episode that I'm recording right now. So my brother, your next question will be making it to the podcast. Please make it a good paradigm shifting question. Tap in.
Oh, man, I came. Somebody said they came in right on time. Oh boy, I got so many questions, man.
I only need one.
What must we do? How important is it for the black community to shift from being a consumer, bro, to taking their talents and their gifts and turning them into a business? And not being afraid to own everything, to own their businesses, to own their land, and pass down this generational wealth to their children. How important is it for us to take over our talents and our gifts that God gave us and turning this stuff into a business and not being afraid to say, I want 100% ownership of everything that I create?
So I have something perfect for that. Thank you for that question. So I'm going to read something for you because this is perfectly aligned in what you're asking. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, becoming consumers and we talk about business, you know, we're talking about the difference between someone who has the knowledge of consumers and then with someone that have the knowledge of business and then someone who doesn't have that knowledge, which makes them a consumer. So let's put it like this. If you have the complete knowledge of the whatever industry that you're in, say you're in the book industry, right? And let's say that someone is trying to give you a price that you know
that they're they're giving you the middleman price when you know that you can get a much better price. You're not going to buy it at the price that person is selling to you because you have the knowledge of this business. So you're not going to become a consumer for that person because you're very knowledgeable about this business. So that knowledge is going to allow you to be able to navigate the pitfalls of just being someone else's consumer. The same way when you are knowledgeable about marketing, you can recognize the tactics and the tricks that will make you a consumer so you don't fall for it. Like, oh, they're trying to get me with these holiday sales. Oh, they're trying to get me with this. They're trying to get me with that. Now, as I read that, I want people to think about it like this because the question is broad to when we're talking about Black people in America. So everybody has what I like to call a Black dream versus their American dream. And I'm about to read this. It says, the reason the Black dream is qualified to be different is because the Black dream is more about spiritual fulfillment, where the American dream is about fulfilling capitalistic success. Living in America, you end up with two minds, the Eurocentric mind and the Afrocentric mind, for lack of better words. In order to be successful, it is important to have balance within both. The American dream mind, let's look at it as being more of your male driven by logic and reason, non-emotional, more survivor-based, dominance and competitive. Your phone over there echoing. Competitive, rulership, patriarchal thought process, which I like to call the one mind. And the Black dream mind, this would be more emotional driven, feeling-based, spiritual purpose, like a hobby you love doing towards your dream, collaborative spirit. I think of this mental duality as material and spiritual. On one hand, in order to be wealthy in this country, you have to learn the science of business and capitalism. The white man has perfected this science of business. He has built an entire nation and system off his mastery of this study. And although business can be a square cubicle chambers of commerce with no soul attached, it is in fact said that the lack of empathy has made us good business leaders. According to Dr. Atra Swart, neuroscientist, psychiatrist and neuroscientist in residence at Corintha Hittar, psychopathy is a spectrum we all fall in somewhere. However, what separates us is the ability to feel empathy. A psychopath diagnosis requires a lot of boxes to be ticked, regardless of ruthlessness, narcissism, pervasiveness, and the inlay ability to feel guilt. The inability to see things from another person's perspective. They also have something called resilience to chaos. Psychopaths thrive on chaos, and they know other people find it stressful. Swart said at an event called The Dark Side of Leadership held at Corintha Hall, they will purposely create chaos in the environment because they find it easier to cope than other people. Now, America is a business corporation ran by 1% psychopaths constantly creating an environment of chaos. It is said that only 1% of the world are psychopaths, which makes sense when you think about 1% of the world is ruled by 1% of the population. In order to be an effective business leader, it is important to rise above emotions. Business is about making capital, and America is a capitalist society founded by psychopaths. Being in America, speaking the American language of English, living by the customs of America, you develop Eurocentric mindset towards business, values, goals, and success. You learn to thrive in chaos and be non-emotional in business. I would equate our business mind and function with our Eurocentric thinking. It's mostly because we equate that to our material world. If you are a world traveler from the U.S., you will find out just how Eurocentric and American-minded your brain is. This can be good or bad thing depending on how you balance it out. You can use all things to your advantage because we've been in this capitalistic society, we should master this mindset. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, learn from the right man because he makes no excuse for his failures and works together in a collective manner. We must learn from the master of business so you adapt his pattern of thinking. A pattern in this context means a plan or a model used as a guide or for making something, a model that is considered to be worthy of imitation. Learning of a man is the learning of the inner workings of his mind, which then gives you the spirit out of which he does what he does. And this is why God is using him. But a minister, hold on, I'm going to skip down and I'm going to get to the main point. It says there are three sciences. And this is Minister Farrakhan said that there are three sciences I recall. Number one, the science of business. Number two, science of warfare. Number three, the science of mating. And the word business is busy. And the I is interchangeable for why. So you're talking about busy. When a person is busy, they're active. So the science of life the life activity that is dictated by the nature in which we were created, is that we must utilize that as God given us, develop it through knowledge, and use that with that with God has already put here to become productive, to become producers. Now, I'm about to wrap it all up in a bow in a second. So the science of business is the knowledge of how to satisfy natural needs of human being in the manner that pleases God. Business, which takes, of course, into consideration the acquisition of wealth, the proper use of wealth or the creation of wealth, the making of a product, the sale and distribution of what one makes, the creation of a means of satisfying necessities, food, clothing, shelter, trade, and commerce. All of this is really a science. One who does not know it, then we are subjected to the one who does know it. We become their servants and, at worst, their slave. So if the enemy wanted to keep us as perpetual slaves, this then is a science that we would not become familiar with, because that would free us from the state of dependence that the slave existence determines spirituality and Black psychology. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hold on, brother. It's about to get better. It's about to get better. You understand me? Black and African people are not naturally inclined to do business, or not naturally inclined to business thinking. We are inherently a spiritual people, and we value that which comes from our spirit. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad denotes the unseen air in the atoms as spirit, he, as the unseen, if you choke a person, they no longer have access to spirit. You cannot move without air. You cannot dance, sing, rap, draw, paint without air, because without air, there is no life. The spirit is that which allows your body operation, and the expression of that operation use your body is spiritual in nature. Hold on. Black people have always been spiritual people. When we rap, that is an act of spiritual expression using your voice. When we dance, that is an act of spiritual expression using your body. We play basketball or any sports. That is spiritual operation. We always have to equate that which comes from the part of our measure to what we believe is successful, of our nature to what we believe is successful. If you take Jay-Z, Kevin Hart, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar to Africa without none of their possessions and all they had was their spirits, they will still be able to produce billions of dollars, because it is the spirit that is most valuable within Black people, which is why air, you know, which is why air, Black dream. Okay. Which is why, you know, when we talk about Black dream, it is the expression of oneself. So I'm not mad at the young brothers or sisters who want to become singers and artists and dancers, because that is what fulfills your spirit. But you have to learn how to marry that spiritual expression and creative force with the science of business, create value, and become masters. You understand? We often measure ourselves by European standards when we are different people, at least part of us. It is true that this word is based off the white man's intellect. Our world, I'm sure, will look more like Wakanda with graffiti murals on the wall of our scene, of our laboratories and vibrant colors, not white walls and square architect that use to control the mind. We move with spirit and must be a spiritual fulfilled in order to be happy. But most only know how to measure the Eurocentric mind, because modern psychology has been providing us with the white man's measure stick, as if their psychology models are unreal standards for all, or real standards for all people. It is important we separate the difference and also know how to measure standard psychology for Blacks. Now, without going into the psychology for Blacks, I'm about to just sum this all up for you. And here's the thing. You know, for every problem, we can build an app, right? You understand me? But the building of an app, and I was talking to a young sister about this earlier today, because she said that she knows how to do coding and she knows how to do technology, but she's an artist. Her art is her spiritual fulfillment. It's talent versus skill. The skill is what she used that she worked for. You understand me? And so the talent is what comes natural, and her possession is what fills her up. It gives her that feeling of frequency, of fulfillment. So when you're talking about a person, you know, being within, and you're talking about Black people and the importance that we need to learn the business mastery and not just be consumers, because the consumption is based on our ignorance and not based on our knowledge. So when you're talking about the Black dream versus the American dream, you're talking about the American dream looking like the ability to have the knowledge to do, and the Black dream looking like the spiritual expression to fulfill you. So it's success versus fulfillment. So what I would like for a person to do is, for one, I know that getting into tech and things of that nature can, it looks like sitting down and doing some square non-emotional work, because it's more so taking on the programming of a computer mind, which does not have anything to do with any spiritual expression. But it's important, because when we learn these different things like business, we learn these different things like tech, guess what? We have the ability to now create the applications that become solutions to all of our problems. So like this. So let's say that the black dollar has an issue with being circulated, right? So the black dollar has an issue with being circulated. Then all we have to do is imagine that we use artificial intelligence to create an algorithm that will be able to track the black dollar spending. So we created an app that everybody downloaded. They attached their credit card or their debit card with it. And every time you spent, it will let you know if it was going to a black business or it wasn't. And it will be tracking you as far as your accountability, as far as how much you're spending with black businesses per month. Now, this level of awareness will automatically allow people to be able to say that, damn, it will send you alert when you're not circulating the dollar enough. You know what I mean? But and I'm not about to go deep into that idea, but the idea is that for every problem that we've been complaining about for years, we can all just learn coding and then create an application for it. Because here's the thing. Artificial intelligence will be either ruling human beings. It's going to come. It's continuing to progress. But I want to see black people using it, these machines, to build black dreams. You understand me? I want us to use these machines to be able to build out our production. And that's why it's important to take this knowledge instead of just being consumers of, oh, I got the latest iPhone. I got the greatest app. I'm the greatest app users. No, we're talking about being code writers and developers. We're talking about having the power. So every time we have a problem, let me just create an app for that, because technology was made for us. Technology is our salvation. It's something that we can use to empower ourselves, because it becomes a tool that we have. Let me ask you this, brother billionaire. Let me ask you this, brother.
Drop the bomb on him,
baby. Hold on. Let me ask you this, brother. When you were young, you used and you didn't know something, you would ask your mother or your father, right?
Yeah.
Right. So when you didn't know something, you would ask your moms or your pops, like, mom, what does this mean? What does that mean? I thought moms and pops had all the answers. I asked them shit I know was way beyond their league. And I would be forced to be fed the programming of the answer, even if they were limited in that subject. But today's children, guess what? They're not asking mom and dad. They go Google that shit. They go on to YouTube. They might slide in this line. So it allows them to go beyond the programming of their parents' paradigm. When we were stuck with the limitations of what our parents knew. But when we got these phones, we became cyborgs, right? Meaning that what I don't know, I can now Google. So now this phone is attached to my consciousness. It's become a tool for my intelligence. So now we don't have the same limitations that we always had. Our parents' programming doesn't have to become ours, and it allows the current generation to go farther than the last.
Well, you know, good brother, to add on, to tap in, can I tap in for
man,
a minute?
Tap all the way in, brother.
Well, you know, I'm feeling good today, man. It's a good day to become, to be a business owner. It's a good day to be, you know, just a true, just to, it's a good day to be living your dream.
Yes,
but
anyway, I wrote that, brother, to ask what I was reading. I don't be reading other people's stuff. I be reading my own notes. But go ahead, good brother.
You made me forget what I had this topic. Boy, I was
Come on, man.
You threw me off with that one, man. I had a good brother hit me up the other day. He went on my website and he was talking about the prices on my books and stuff like that. And he was like, you know, you got Robert Kiyosaki. He got the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm-hmm. And his book like $20, $30. And you got other people who got books out here for their price. Why would somebody want to pay? You know, if I wanted to be wealthy, I could just Google how to be wealthy. I could just Google how to be a millionaire. I could just Google how to start a business. So I said, I sent the brother a message back. And all I said to the good brother was, if that's true, then send me your bank account.
Mm.
Because I'm not in this for y'all conversation. If you ain't got no facts to back up what you speaking, then don't be talking. This ain't about what you know. This ain't about you. Oh, I can start a business. This ain't about your opinion. If you can start a business and you know how to Google this information, then let me see that bank account.
Mm.
What's your website? Anybody that feel like they have something to say, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not doing something right, you come be my leadership. Let me see what you're doing. But if you ain't got no book, don't be judging my 83 books that I got. If you ain't got no business, don't be judging my 5-6 businesses that I got. Because not all the time do I wake up and even know what I'm doing. All I do know is I'm not going to stay broke. All I do know is black people not finna sit here and stay, you know, struggling because they ain't got no money. All I do know is I don't be worried about other people, what other people doing with their books. I just be focused on me, bro. And when you stop caring about what other people think about you, you will be most successful. When you stop worrying about how other people gonna feel about you, you will be tremendously successful when you stop thinking about what other people have to say about you. And that's one of the main reasons, bro, why I feel like me and you successful. We get in the Uber, we tell them cut the radio down. I don't even be caring if I'm being rude. I'm paying you for the time. Cut the radio off. I got something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't about being rude. I'm on a mission, man, and this ain't about your feelings. This ain't about if you hit that like on Instagram. I don't care nothing about no likes and no comments. It's every single person on here, bro. They're going, because we, I feel like they ask this because we black. You can correct me if I'm wrong. If we was white sitting here talking about making billions of dollars, nobody would call us selfish. Everyone would say they are genius.
They already do. You know, motherfuckers, they love Bill fucking Gates. That nigga is a ruthless businessman. A ruthless businessman. He done put niggas out of business.
But if it was us, we'll be selfish. We are selfish. Why? Because I don't want to be broke.
Well, shit, they'll say I'm selfish, though. They say, you know what, you bro, you're a humanitarian, a philanthropist. We're going to put that energy out on me.
Hey, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is this ain't about me and you. It's about the other people who out there who attempting to battle with, who might be running their business and putting their emotions in their business that haven't grown to the level that they have to realize that you cannot operate your business with them emotions.
Wait a minute.
You have to remove, huh?
The sister said billionaire is a beautiful human being. Now, look, this is selfish. How is she just going to say billionaire like it ain't two people on the line?
Well, Keys, you ain't got the answers, Keys. You ain't got the answers for her, Keys. You don't have the answers, Keith.
Now, that was selfish. That was, you didn't think about everybody. You know what I'm talking about?
No. But listen, I got something for the good sister, right? Yeah. You got to be selfish in this world, because what would she look like giving all her love to me or you, and then she be left with nothing?
Hey.
You got to take care of yourself first, man. You got to do for self first. But we've been taught to give our last $10 away, to give our last water bottle away, to give our last food away. And therefore, our cup ain't running over because we done poured everything out. Well, I'm telling you today, bro, I'm selfish for my dream, bro. I come before everybody on this Instagram Live. Let me tell you why. Because in order for me to help you, I got to help myself. And I ain't finna sit here and say some ignorant stuff like your dream matters more than mine. It's your dream. You should love your dream more than I do. It ain't my job to love nobody's dream on this Instagram. Once a person see that you actually love your dream, then guess how they will react to you, bro? They will help you manifest that dream. But when I see you don't care about your own baby, when I see you don't care about your own dream, why I'm finna give you my energy? You walk around with the crown on all day, every day.
That's right.
You get a crown value. The crown don't give itself value. It's just like money, bro. It's just like money. The money does not give itself value. People say all the time, money make money. That's not true. The people is what make the money. The people is who give the money the value. If every single individual died on the face of this earth right now, who would put that money in the systems in order for that money to make money? Am I wrong? It's going to do it itself?
Nope.
You have to put your money in a system, in a stock market, in order for it to accumulate on top of each other.
Now check this, brother.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You talked about the power of selfishness, and I'm in total agreement of that. And I'm just going to read this one paragraph on it that I wrote. It says...
Just a paragraph?
Just a paragraph. It's going to be on the podcast. Make sure y'all support the podcast, please. It says, there's a key to selfishness. The way you attract money is through selfishness. Getting money is a very selfish thing, but what is selfishness? Why does selfishness have such a bad connotation of thought to it? Self-ish. They have the show Black-ish. And then you think about self-ish. We're not saying that, oh, I'm going to completely indulge in self. It's self-ish. The frequency of selfishness allows you to focus on one thing, which is self. Allows you to focus on one thought. Possibly if it's money that you want, then it's money. So if your thought is only manifesting, if your thought is only on money, then it's only going to manifest and synchronize with the thoughts, the habits, and ideas and opportunities that will allow you to gain more money, more streams of income. But if you're a righteous person, and it doesn't matter because you're going to do something righteous with that money when you get it anyway. So if you're a person that does good and you want to continue to do good, you got to be energized so that you can do more. So you have to have that frequency of selfishness so that you can give to others. You have to be selfish before you can be selfless. So I know if I take a moment to be selfish, that means that I'm giving to myself more energy so that I can give to somebody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Somebody said freckled black people got the sauce.
What'd they say?
Freckled black people got the sauce. They ain't playing. They said we on. Hey, they said we two. Hey, somebody said we 2.5 hours on here going strong. Consistency, man. See, we missed Dream Keys last
week. Yeah, I know. That's why we had to come double back on them, man. Had to go we hard had to for y'all the people. 2 hours.
But this is what I want. This is what I want to happen when we get done with this live. This is what I'm speaking into existence. To all my people out there that's watching this live, I don't care. Like, I'm finna, man, I got to get my words together for this right here, Keys. You ain't even got to be in agreement with this. I'm speaking into existence that every single individual that's watching this live, go out and start you a business. Make sure you own the rights to your business. Make sure you plan this out. And you create you a product so you can set your children up for generational wealth. Whatever job you got, you take that job and you say, and you take a percentage of that money and you fund your actual dream. And you bust your butt, man, to make sure you own your house. Make sure you own. We've got to start building our own schools, building our own grocery stores. I cannot do this by myself. My brother 19 Keys cannot do it by himself. We need every one of you that's on here, man. For you to go out and own a business and flip the paradigm of us being just the consumers. I'm so tired of us walking into places and we always buying the shoes. We made Louis Vuitton cool. We made Gucci cool. We the one play. We made football cool. We made basketball cool. Ain't no music without black people.
Hockey.
All of it. You let, hey, man, I don't even want to say what I was finna say. But if black people play, if I say this, if black people play hockey, I guarantee your fighting would be illegal.
Yeah, we beat that. It'll be Mike Tyson the hockey and shit over there.
I guarantee you. So look. We would throw them gloves off. But I want to stay on the point, though. I want everybody on here, man, to go get them. You know what I'm saying? I want you to start your business, man, and grow your business. I don't care if you're making candles. I don't care. And look, whatever you do, set the bar to if you buy your whatever you buy, if you buying a product or a service, make sure you're marking your stuff up at least 300, 400, 500%. Because if you don't set your business up financially to win, you're not gonna be successful. So that means if something costs you $5, you cannot be out here just selling it for $10 or $15. You gotta be selling that thing for minimum $20, man, in order to stay in business, or you gotta get that $5 product down to $1, $2, $3 so that you can be successful, man. We gotta be financially independent, man, and stop depending on the government. You know what I'm saying? Stop depending on the government to give us some food stamps. Stop depending on the government to feed us. We can do this together, man. We can speak this stuff into existence, man. And that's what I'm speaking into existence to every single body person that's on this Instagram live. Go work on your dream. Stop watching me on Instagram live. You can stay watching 19 Keys, but that's why I said Keys ain't gonna agree with everything that I say. Go get your money, man. Go get your business.
Look, I just want them to join Keys Academy. I just want them to join Keys Academy. Come over here to Keys Academy. We're teaching you how to build businesses. Next month, we focus all on financial streams. So we're going to be teaching you how to do the Shopify, teaching you how to. And you know, I got a bunch of different people that own their own businesses that's going to be coming in for the classes. But we also, when you download the app for $19 a month, you get to join each one of the classes. And then we also give you packets of courses, curriculums, and classes that you'll be able to get. So you ask yourself, even if it comes to like money management, we're going to give you a packet for that. It's like whatever it may be. Why you always selling something, man? Get your
no, bro. Wait.
Out of here.
Wait. Let's talk about that.
You know what, brother?
Hold on. The question was for you. So it's my grandmama told me this. Listen to me, Keith. It's always best that when it's pushed, if it was pushed towards me, then you would have to speak for me. It's always best when somebody else speak for you. Let me parallel this for the good people. If you had a job and you got off your job, if you was working at Prada or something, and or any company. And they gave you a 25-cent raise.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you can get 15, 20 people, bro, to go out to happy hour with you and celebrate that raise.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
But like my bro Derek Gray said,
why you ain't selling
if
that?
If you started a business right now and you had a grand opening, I bet you couldn't get but a couple of your friends to show up for that. Fact so is. when the brother talk about why you on here selling
stuff. Why you got so many businesses, Keith?
That's what I'm saying.
Why you ain't got a business? Something? Why you ain't selling nothing?
You gotta let me go in.
Selling? You mean that thing that gets you more capital so you can help more people? Selling? You mean that thing that intelligent people do when they want to build businesses? Selling? You mean when you got a product and you got to get rid of it so you can make profit? Selling? Come on now. Hey, man, stop playing, man. Hey, people crazy. I mean,
the good brother could be selling drugs, but you only are selling bro, do you got a part-time job?
Nah.
Do you sell dope, bro?
Dope-ass keys.
What? Do you sell crack? Do you sell anything, bro, on the side? Do you have any other hustle? Do you Uber? Are you an Uber driver?
No, sir.
So somebody please tell me, what do the brothers supposed to be selling then to make a living?
I got a few businesses. I'm ready to start.
I want some answers, bro. We're going to let that person answer that question.
So look, my brother, we talking about
what
a streaming.
What we supposed to be selling?
I got a streaming company, the app company, a CBD oil coming out, a gold water coming out, investment company that I'm working with another brother that everybody had an opportunity. We doing the speaking, the booking, the consultations, the crowns, which is the clothing company. Like it's a bunch of different things, and then I'm also doing some deals with a guy with some shoes, a black-owned company that I'm gonna be working with, and we doing the courses and curriculums that I do not only with myself with Pau Darby, and then I have another one I do with Ben X. Yeah, I mean, do the Dream Keys with you. It's like all of it is different streams of income, different streams of money. Like we got to be building like that, and if we're not doing it, then we're wasting our time and we bullshit. So like that's the really reality because we all need power. And power allows us to have more influence. Yeah, so that's sad though, man, because it just showcases that our people are consumers and they don't know the difference. And like I say, the value of knowledge has to be important, because if you go look at your bank account and you go look at your statement of everything that you've bought this month and you bought this year and last year, that's everything that you value. That's everything that you value. And the reason people want things to be free is because they don't value it. We want air to be free. People don't really value air until they choking. that's the time that air becomes the most valuable source on the planet Earth. That's all you want is some air. You understand me? But so when you don't value knowledge, you want it to be free. That's it.
Hey, bro, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Every time I complete a bar, I just want you to say sell it.
Okay, let's go.
I'm on YouTube right now and McDonald's just came up. And guess what they was doing, bro?
Selling.
Hey, I'm looking at another commercial on here, bro. I'm looking at another commercial on here, and Shopify, they on here. Guess what they doing, bro?
Selling.
I see a billboard up for a new movie that's coming out. Guess what they doing, bro?
Selling.
So if billion-dollar companies can put their stuff up all day, every day, and what should me and 19 Keys be doing every single day?
Selling. Come on now. now, here's the point.
Hey, Keys, do you want me to go make a t-shirt and just put selling on it black and all gold and make some money off a person for saying something as crazy as that, and we can sell the shirt for $19.19. Mm. And all it's got to do is selling, because we need to encourage people that they need to sell their dreams to themselves before they can sell it to everybody else. Look how we done flipped the paradigm.
And now here's the thing, bro. I want everybody on this live to go get them some white money and then bring it back to a black person. You know what I'm talking about? Then what I want, you to create a product. I want you to sell it to a white person. Then I want you to take that profit and I want you to spend it on a black business.
Selling?
Come on now. That's what I want you to do. You know what I'm talking about? Because we creating jobs over here. You know what I'm saying? I just been able to hire my sister. Why? Why I'm able to hire my sister, brother? What am I doing?
Selling.
Come on now. Come on now.
Keith, why do you create your own jobs?
Selling. You know what I'm talking about? It's easy, baby.
Keith, how are you going to be a billionaire, Keith?
Selling. Come on now. We getting this going. He ain't playing with nobody.
Hey. Keith, if my phone gets too hot and I need some money to buy another one, what I'm going to have to do?
Let me think about that. Selling. Come on, my brother. You better get going. You know what I mean?
Can I ask an intelligent question? If we stop promoting our brands, if we stop selling anything, the people that ask us the question, why are we always selling, can we look for them to actually give us the rent money?
No.
Can we look for them to pay the light bill?
No.
Because we do something positive, 19 Keys, do the landlord or anybody who we got a cell phone, right? Do they give a crap about us, good brother, about the positive work that we're doing? Or do we still got to pay the $100 to $150 a month for that phone?
Same thing. Let me give you an example. I called a lady today. I wanted to get a venue out here in L.A., you know, for the people. But they wanted to charge me studio prices. Like, they tried to charge like $3,000 for the goddamn venue. They don't care about whether we're doing a paradigm shifting event. They don't care whether we're trying to help the people. They don't care about none of that. So if you want to get the venue, then that means the money will have to come out our pockets. But guess what? A person will complain about a ticket price. Even though if they want to come to this nice venue and they want to be comfortable and have food and vendors and all of these different things, somebody has to do what?
Selling.
That's right. So when you think about it, but people are only looking at the results and we don't appreciate the process, because the process is always involving what?
Selling.
That's right. So that's why it's important that you want, that's like Derrick Grace with his in-home baking board game. I couldn't wait to buy one of those things. And when they started selling, I was happy as hell because I knew what he would do with that money. I knew what he would do with the empowerment. I knew how he was going to start creating jobs. I knew how many other people that would benefit. So you want your geniuses to have the capital, because then it allows them to what? Produce their thoughts, to fund their genius. But unless they're selling, and we are always selling something, we are always selling ourselves to the world in some particular way, right? There's a difference between selling and being a sellout. That is a difference. Now, what I sell can be sold out, but I will never be a sellout because I maintain integrity and character and righteousness. And that's the difference. But I'm going to keep on doing what, billionaire?
Selling.
Because I want to be successful. You know what I'm talking about? And I want to be able to continue to help as many people as possible. So the more power. And you said something monumental. You said your grandma said the best thing you can do for broke people is what?
Not to become one.
Not to become one. So that means that if all your family is poor and you don't want to do no selling, you don't want to do no business, you don't want to do anything to get them out that financial situation and change their economic paradigm, then that means that you will have no power to change their situation and you will have to be poor just like everybody else that is around you. But when you teach people financial economic empowerment and, you know, financial literacy and different ways to gain different streams of income, and teaching them, instead of you just wanting to be a voter, how about we become lobbyists? How about we become people that have real power? How, if you say that all the politicians are sold out, how can we then, let us start buying the politicians? If you see people with blueprints and strategies that's working, that's success, and they're utilizing their power against this, then how come we don't start utilizing those same success blueprints so that we can utilize our power and leverage it for ourselves? Now, look, I didn't even sell nothing on the goddamn thing. You could have downloaded the app for free now. Getting the membership was going to cost. Now, if y'all want to, though, you know what I'm talking about, speaking of selling, y'all can go online. Right now, I got new colors. I got the pink ones that just came in, the orange one that just came in, got the gold and red, you know what I'm talking about. I got the Year of the Keys crown. You know what I'm talking about? Since we don't talk about selling, I got the Year of the Keys crown. Now, look, I got the Year of the Keys box. So guess what? You go get this. You can get these two together. And they get to come in. Look, y'all got me selling for real now. They come in this box right here. So the box had a breakdown. I got these beautiful special edition boxes. I won't create them again. And so it's going to come with two crowns in there. Yeah, I mean, you get the white and gold plus the Year of the Keys for $119. Plus, you get one of the bands that I have that I've made. You know what I mean? The Black Dreams Matter bands. And it says, positive mind produce positive results. And on the inside, it says, update your program, change your paradigm. So, you know, we got stuff starting at $29, starting at $20. If you want to support, that's what's up. That's up to you. You know, I'm going to keep finding different ways to have different stream of income so that I can affect and have more power to help my people out. Like, it's like my brother out in Chicago right now, and they've been able to get a hold of him, and it's like negative 18 degrees. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the white and gold one is embroidered. Yeah, the white and gold one is embroidered. But I want to have power to be able to hire my whole family. I want to have power to be able to retire my moms. You know what I mean? I want to have power to be able to set up a family business. I want to have power to be able to, when I have children, that they're born with trust funds. They're trust fund babies. So they get the focus, instead of the chaos and the distractions, they get the focus on building their dreams so that they can be more focused on helping Black and brown people of this world build a successful future. So that's what it's all about. You know what I'm talking about? But if I'm not out here being the most successful version of myself, then I don't have ability to affect or manifest or make change for anybody else.
Hey, Keith. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, good brother.
You want to see how I turn negativity into positivity?
Man, go ahead. What are you about, buy a crown?
Who all want to buy one? Who all want to buy one? Huh? Who wanna buy one? Since we taking this joke, y'all taking this as a joke? Don't play no games with me, man.
Sell it.
Who wanna buy one?
Link in
the
bio.
Sell your dream. This man done inspired me to be a billionaire, man. Watch how many people say they wanna buy one of the shirts, bro. We ain't playing no games. Selling.
Hey.
Selling. Absolutely, man. See, y'all be on your plan with this dream. Look how quick I made this, man. Who want a shirt, man? Send me a direct message.
Oh, man.
Send me a direct message.
They said how much?
We ain't figured it out yet. This just off the top of the mind. People seeing us create the dream right now.
Yeah.
People see the dream. See, somebody came on Instagram praying. Why you always selling something? You inspired me to make a shirt that say selling.
Yeah.
I'm selling this dream. And I'm making a statement.
So for all those who are listening on the podcast, he just pulled up a shirt on his phone right now while we talking about it. And it says selling. You know what I mean? With the Nike logo at the top.
No games.
Instant manifestation.
Everybody send me a direct message, man. If you want one of the shirts right here, selling. Tap in, man. Tap in, send me a DM. We playing no games. Sell your dream. And guess what? I'm going to flip the whole thing, bro, to be real positive. The S stands for, you know what I'm saying, you got to make sacrifices in order to sell your dream. The E stands for, you know what I'm saying, you have to exist. We have to appreciate, you have to appreciate your own existence and not look for other people to appreciate your existence. The L stands for do this for longevity, not just short-term goals, man. The other L stands for, you know what I'm saying, you got to do this a long term. Don't give up, man. Stay. Don't have no limited mindset. The I stands for you intelligent. Come on, man. I make this stuff up off top of my head, my good brother. It's just off the top of the head.
So my acronym for sale would be sacrifice, educate, listen, learn. So you should always be selling. You should always be sacrificing, educating, listening, and learning. You understand me? That's how you get what you want.
Now, what if 81 people bought the selling t-shirts at 30 and they was $36.63?
Oh man.
81 people bought it.
We tapped in then.
81 people bought it, man. Man, I think we should go on and do our collaborative shirt. If we get 81 people, it's 81 people on here. We get 81 people to buy the shirt. We should go on and make the shirt, bro. 81. Or we can do 63. Or we can do 19. But I say at least do 63. We do our own first shirt together. We had a selling on there, the 19 keys and the billionaire logo, and we gonna put the shirt out, man, and gonna do make it do what it do. I see it, bro. $36.63. We give them a nice quality shirt. We give them we can put the she said put some on the back. We can put the logo the freckle face man on the back. We can let them know, man. We can put, you know, whatever.
We got 1 minute, bro.
I'm excited, bro. It's time to go. Send me a DM, everybody. We need 63 people that want to get this shirt right here that say selling. Send me a DM. I'm going to show you how to turn something crazy into something positive. Well.
So thank y'all. I appreciate everybody who tapped into the Dream Keys Live tonight. It was amazing. You know, with all fun aside, you know. The message is always real serious. We enjoy, you know, giving a message to the people. But, you know, if for one, all of this information will be on the podcast. So you'll be able to listen to that. And you can become a sponsor of the podcast by going to the Anchor Podcast app. And you can, you know, you can sponsor whatever you want to, whether it's $1, whether it's $5, whether it's $10 per month, you know, just to help with the content and boost it up. And if you want any of anything, whether it's crowns, whether it's shirts, anything that you ever see us doing, then, of course, there's always a link in the bio. There's always a link in the bio. 2019, I will not do you all like that by presenting product and not putting a link in the bio so that you can have access to that product. Also, look, information is not for entertainment. It's for instructions. So I want you to take the instructions, and then I want you to get to executions. Ask yourself how you can 10X your life. How can you change your life in the next 6 months? Whether it's through downloading and getting on Keys Academy, whether it's through taking a consultation, whether it's through you educating yourself through some particular aspect and manner, whether it's learning more self-discipline, whatever it is, I want you to ask and become obsessed with the question. Once you answer the question, then I want you to execute upon the answer that you came to realization from. So I appreciate everybody. I want you to become a key. Take that knowledge, spread it around, let it become geometrical progression, because not everybody has the ability to have a key in their life to unlock their paradigm and to change their programming. And that's what it's all about. So peace, blessings. The podcast is called 19 Keys, 19 KEYS. And if you type that on any platform, it will pop up for you. Thank you. Link in the bio, always. No, not SoundCloud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.